Welcome to Science and Tech, the podcast where innovation meets curiosity. In this series, we explore the groundbreaking discoveries and technologies shaping our world. From the latest advancements in artificial intelligence to various cybersecurity developments, Science and Tech is your guide to understanding the forces driving the future. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just someone passionate about the intersection of science and technology, there's something here for you. Before we dive into today's episode, we want to take a moment to thank you, our listener. Your curiosity and support make this podcast possible. Whether you've just discovered us or you're a longtime follower, your encouragement, shares, and feedback inspire us to bring you the best content each week. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to explore the fascinating world of science and tech. Let's dive in. Does the concept of zero trust apply to AI? 1. Introduction, setting the stage. In 2023, an AI system designed to detect financial fraud was itself manipulated by adversarial hackers, costing a major institution millions in undetected fraud. Meanwhile, AI-powered chatbots have been tricked into revealing sensitive information, raising urgent concerns about trust and security in artificial intelligence. With AI being deployed in critical areas, from cybersecurity to healthcare, can we really afford to trust these systems implicitly? For years, cybersecurity experts have embraced zero trust, a security framework that assumes no user, device, or system is trustworthy by default. Instead, every access request must be continuously verified to minimize security risks. This principle has reshaped how organizations secure their networks. But a new question arises. Should AI also adopt zero trust principles? At first glance, it seems logical. After all, AI systems can be exploited in ways we're only beginning to understand. However, implementing zero trust for AI introduces unique challenges. Would such a framework make AI too slow, restrictive, or inefficient? In this article, we'll debate whether zero trust should or shouldn't apply to AI, examining both sides of the argument with fresh insights, industry examples, and expert perspectives. 2. Context and background. Understanding zero trust and AI security. What is zero trust? A paradigm shift in cybersecurity. For decades, cybersecurity operated on a perimeter-based security model, a fortress mentality where anything inside a protected network was considered trustworthy. But as cyber threats evolved, this assumption proved dangerously flawed. High-profile breaches, such as the 2017 Equifax hack, showed that attackers could move laterally through networks with little resistance once they gained internal access. Enter zero trust, a framework that eliminates implicit trust and enforces continuous verification at every access point. First introduced by Forrester Research in 2010, zero trust is now the backbone of modern cybersecurity strategies, famously adopted by Google's Beyond Corp model and later mandated in government cybersecurity policies. At its core, zero trust operates under three key principles. Verify everything. No user, device, or system is trusted by default, even inside the network. Authentication is required at every step. Least privilege access. Users and systems only get the minimum access necessary to perform their function, reducing the attack surface. Assume breach. Organizations must operate as if an attack is inevitable, continuously monitoring for suspicious activity. This model has effectively prevented insider threats, ransomware attacks, and supply chain vulnerabilities. But can it be applied to AI systems, which function fundamentally differently from traditional IT environments? How AI currently handles trust and security. Unlike conventional software, AI systems learn from data and make autonomous decisions based on statistical patterns. However, most AI models today do not operate under a zero-trust framework. Here's why. AI assumes its training data is trustworthy. Many AI models are vulnerable to data poisoning attacks, where malicious actors inject biased or misleading data into training sets, causing AI to make incorrect decisions. AI lacks built-in identity verification. Unlike users accessing a system, AI models often interact with unknown data sources without real-time authentication. Model transparency is limited. Many AI models, especially deep learning systems, function as black boxes, making it difficult to verify if their decisions are secure or even correct. Security risks include adversarial attacks. Subtle manipulations in input data can fool AI, leading to incorrect classifications. For instance, researchers have tricked AI into misidentifying stop signs as speed limits, a critical risk for autonomous vehicles. This fundamental lack of trust mechanisms in AI raises serious concerns. If we can't trust AI to make safe and unbiased decisions, should we apply zero trust principles to how AI models are designed, trained, and deployed? 3. Unveiling surprising insights. Should AI adopt zero trust? As AI becomes more integrated into critical industries, from finance and healthcare to national security, the question of whether AI should embrace zero trust principles has become a pressing debate. Let's break down both sides of the argument. The case for applying zero trust to AI. Advocates for a zero trust AI model argue that AI systems are highly vulnerable to manipulation and need strict verification and access controls to ensure security and reliability. 1. AI is vulnerable to adversarial attacks. One of the biggest risks in AI security is adversarial machine learning, where attackers introduce subtle, crafted inputs to manipulate AI models. Example: in 2020, researchers at MIT fooled an AI-powered vision system into misclassifying a 3D-printed turtle as a rifle by making imperceptible changes to the object's surface. Such attacks pose serious risks in areas like facial recognition, autonomous vehicles, and fraud detection. How zero trust helps. By requiring continuous authentication and real-time anomaly detection, AI systems can be trained to recognize and reject adversarial inputs, reducing risks of model manipulation. 2. Data poisoning is a growing threat. AI models rely on massive datasets to learn patterns, but what happens if those datasets are compromised? Example: in 2022, a study found that 5% of public AI training datasets contained maliciously manipulated data, making AI systems more susceptible to biases and incorrect decisions. How zero trust helps. A zero trust AI model would treat all training data as untrusted until verified, implementing rigorous checks and multi-source validation before training begins. 3. AI systems need access control and least privilege. Unlike traditional software, AI models make decisions independently, sometimes with no human oversight. This raises the question, who or what should be allowed to interact with AI models? Example: in 2023, a major bank's AI-powered customer service chatbot was tricked into processing fraudulent transactions, costing the company millions. How zero trust helps. Applying least privilege access would ensure AI models only interact with pre-approved entities and restrict unauthorized requests. 4. AI is becoming a cybersecurity target. Hackers are increasingly targeting AI-powered security systems to bypass protections. If AI itself is compromised, the entire cybersecurity framework collapses. Example: in 2021, cybercriminals successfully manipulated an AI-powered malware detection system, allowing malware to pass through undetected. How zero trust helps. Enforcing continuous verification and multi-factor authentication for AI systems can prevent unauthorized model modifications. the case against applying zero trust to AI. Critics argue that forcing zero trust onto AI systems would introduce unnecessary complexity, inefficiencies, and scalability issues, potentially hindering AI's capabilities rather than enhancing security. 1. Zero trust slows down AI's learning process. AI relies on large dynamic datasets to improve accuracy. Zero trust requires constant verification, which could disrupt AI's ability to learn efficiently. Example: in real-time AI systems like self-driving cars, zero trust could introduce latency, slowing decision-making, and making AI less effective in dynamic environments. Counterpoint: instead of full zero trust, AI security should focus on robust data validation techniques that don't compromise speed. 2. Increased security costs and infrastructure challenges. Zero trust security frameworks require continuous authentication, monitoring, and access control systems, which could significantly increase costs for organizations deploying AI. Example: a report from Gartner suggests that implementing zero trust at scale increases IT security costs by 30%, 50% due to ongoing monitoring requirements. Counterpoint: AI developers should consider cost-benefit analyses before implementing zero trust, prioritizing security where it matters most rather than applying it universally. 3. Not all AI use cases require zero trust. Some AI applications do not handle sensitive or security-critical tasks, meaning zero trust measures could be excessive. Example: AI models for personalized content recommendations, like Netflix or Spotify, don't need zero trust measures, as they don't handle sensitive data or pose major security risks. Counterpoint: a hybrid approach should be considered, applying zero trust only to AI systems that manage critical infrastructure, finances, or personal data. Key takeaway: a balanced approach is needed. While zero trust enhances security, it also introduces practical challenges that could hinder AI's functionality. The best path forward is a selective application of zero trust principles. Critical AI systems: cybersecurity, finance, healthcare, national security, should require zero trust principles. Low-risk AI applications: chatbots, recommendation engines, marketing AI, need minimal zero trust. Practical applications and takeaways: implementing AI security effectively. As we've seen, zero trust has both benefits and challenges when applied to AI. Instead of blindly adopting it, organizations should take a strategic approach by incorporating zero trust, which adds value while ensuring AI remains efficient and scalable. Here are practical strategies for integrating zero trust principles without stifling AI's capabilities. 1. Implement multi-layer authentication for AI models. Challenge: AI systems often operate without identity verification, making them vulnerable to unauthorized access or manipulation. Solution: apply zero trust authentication to AI workflows by using identity verification protocols for AI model access, for example, digital certificates, cryptographic signatures. Restricting access with role-based permissions: only authorized users or systems can interact with AI models. Continuous authentication is implemented to verify the integrity of the AI model throughout its lifecycle. Example: Microsoft's Azure AI now integrates zero trust authentication, ensuring only pre-approved entities can interact with AI models in cloud environments. 2. Secure AI training data with zero trust principles. Challenge: many AI models are trained on open source or publicly available datasets, which malicious actors can poison. Solution: verify all training data sources before using them in AI models. Use multi-source validation to detect anomalies in datasets. apply differential privacy techniques to protect data integrity. Example: Google's AI research team introduced federated learning, a method that trains AI models across multiple devices without exposing raw data, reducing the risk of data poisoning. 3. Use AI explainability, XAI, to reduce black box risks. Challenge: Many AI systems operate as black boxes, making verifying whether they are making secure, unbiased decisions difficult. Solution: Implement explainable AI, XAI techniques to make AI decision-making more transparent. Use AI auditing tools to detect biases and security vulnerabilities in AI models. Incorporate human-in-the-loop, HITL, oversight for high-risk AI applications. Example: The U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, now requires explainability in AI systems used for military and cybersecurity applications. 4. Apply least privilege access to AI-driven workflows. Challenge: AI systems often operate with full access to vast amounts of data, making them attractive targets for cyber attacks. Solution: Apply least privilege access principles to AI interactions, ensuring AI systems only retrieve the minimum amount of data needed for each task. Monitor AI requests using real-time anomaly detection to flag suspicious activity. Example: IBM Watson AI enforces least privilege access controls, restricting AI model access to only necessary data fields in enterprise settings. 5. Monitor and continuously verify AI model behavior. Challenge: AI models can drift over time due to changes in data, leading to unintended behaviors or vulnerabilities. Solution: Implement continuous AI monitoring to detect deviations from expected behavior. Use AI security sandboxes to test AI responses under controlled conditions before deployment. Conduct routine security audits on AI systems to ensure compliance with zero trust principles. Example: Tesla's Autopilot AI undergoes continuous real-world testing with automatic model updates based on verified data, reducing the risk of AI failures. Takeaway: A tailored approach to AI security. Rather than a one-size-fits-all application of zero trust, organizations should adopt a tiered AI security framework. Tier 1, high-risk AI systems, with strict zero-trust policies. AI used in cybersecurity, finance, healthcare, and autonomous systems. Requires continuous authentication, explainability, and real-time monitoring. Tier 2, medium-risk AI systems, with moderate security controls. AI used in business automation, analytics, and enterprise software. Requires data integrity checks and limited access controls. Tier 3, low-risk AI systems with minimal zero trust requirements. AI used in recommendation engines, chatbots, and consumer applications. Only basic security controls needed to prevent abuse. Companies can use a tiered approach to maximize AI's efficiency and innovation while minimizing security risks. Conclusion: Impact and future considerations. Zero trust in AI, a security imperative or overcomplication? As artificial intelligence continues to evolve, its integration into high-stakes environments, from cybersecurity and finance to autonomous systems, raises urgent questions about trust and security. While zero trust has revolutionized cybersecurity, applying its principles to AI is not a simple plug-and-play solution. On one hand, zero trust can strengthen AI security by mitigating adversarial attacks, data poisoning, and unauthorized access. Implementing continuous verification, least privilege access, and explainable AI, XAI, can enhance transparency and reliability in AI-driven decision-making. On the other hand, enforcing zero trust too rigidly could introduce scalability challenges, slow down AI learning, and increase operational costs. Not all AI applications require the same level of security. A tiered approach is necessary to balance efficiency and protection. Key takeaway: instead of debating whether zero trust should or shouldn't apply to AI, the focus should be on where and how it should be implemented. Looking ahead, the future of AI security. So what's next? How will AI security evolve in the coming years? Here are some key future trends shaping the intersection of zero trust and AI. AI-driven zero trust systems. AI itself will be used to enhance zero trust security, autonomously identifying and responding to threats in real time. Regulatory oversight on AI security. Governments and industries will introduce stricter security frameworks for AI, requiring compliance with zero trust-like principles for critical applications. Self-securing AI models. Future AI systems may self-regulate and self-audit, using built-in security mechanisms that adapt to evolving threats. Hybrid AI security models. Organizations will likely implement hybrid AI security strategies, combining zero trust with AI-specific security innovations such as federated learning, adversarial robustness, and differential privacy. Final thought: AI is advancing at an unprecedented pace, and security cannot be an afterthought. Whether through zero trust or alternative frameworks, ensuring AI remains secure, ethical, and resilient should be a top priority for organizations worldwide. What's your take? Do you think zero trust should be universally applied to AI, or should we develop a new security framework tailored to AI's unique challenges? Let's continue the conversation in the comments on our website, www.science-techs.com. You can read this article there, with a bonus section featuring all the references and reading suggestions related to this podcast. Thank you for being a valued listener of our podcast. We truly appreciate your support and enthusiasm for the content we create. If you enjoy our discussions, we'd love you to visit our website, www.science-techs.com, for even more exciting content, including articles, updates, and exclusive insights. Stay curious, and we look forward to having you with us on future episodes.